Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, broadcasting from Seattle, Washington. Today we have on the podcast Captain Dave Anderson, owner of Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Watching Safari, based in Dana Point, California. And Captain Dave was one of the main people involved in the production of the new documentary from Illustra Media, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. And for those folks that have already seen Living Waters, they might remember that there's quite a lengthy sequence where Captain Dave takes some of the film's producers out on his whale-watching boat into the Pacific Ocean off of Orange County, California, and they go and they observe dolphins and whales and other sea creatures living their lives in the ocean, and there's a great sequence where they talk about the design of sea creatures. So, Captain Dave, it's wonderful to have you on ID the Future with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the invite.
Well, we're really glad to have you. I grew up in Southern California where I was a boater, and I used to actually go down and do sailing regattas down at Dana Point when I was a kid. So I love the area you live in. I'm jealous that your job is that you get to take people out on whale watching boats. I can't think of very many jobs that probably I think would be more fun than doing something like that, although I know it's a lot of work too. So I wanted to ask you, first of all, how did you get involved with the Living Waters film project, and what is your connection to Ladd Allen and the folks at Illustra Media?
Well, you know, I am so blessed to do the job I do. God has really blessed me. We have more dolphins off Southern California than anywhere on Earth. We have the greatest density of dolphins per square mile, and we have more blue whales here than anywhere on the planet. We have the largest concentration of blue whales on Earth off Southern California, so there's an amazing abundance of wildlife. Ladd was familiar with that, and he got in touch with me, I think because he knew he was going to be working on this film. I actually was carrying some of his films at our location, and the distributor, who I had been talking to, she knew me, and she knew Ladd, and she thought, I should put you two together. And so Ladd came over one day, Ladd and Jerry Harnett came over, and we had a long talk, and I shared with them my feelings about design, and it was pretty much in line with their thoughts. Next thing you know, he was coming out and filming from our boat, and then he saw some of my footage and loved it and wanted to use it in the film, and then he asked me to be in the film. It's the first time I've ever been involved in a film like this. I've done things for National Geographic, and I've been on just about every nature program there is as filmed from our boats. So I'm used to doing documentaries, but I've never done one on intelligent design before, so this was really a privilege for me.
That's great, Captain Dave. So, A, you're familiar with Illustra Media before all this. You already carry their films. And B, I didn't actually know that you have been involved in other nature documentaries in the past. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other film work that's been done on your boats for some of those other documentaries?
Oh, sure. So I've worked on a lot of different projects, a lot of different films and TV programs. And I'm not saying that any of these programs or films that they support the intelligent design theories or any of that. I'm just only speaking for myself and my feelings. Going back to the IMAX film Dolphins, took them out, filmed Dolphins. That film was nominated for an Academy Award, and we worked on that project. Numerous others. My actual footage that I've shot was recently in a film coming out, and some of my drone footage was in that. I've already been in a couple of National Geographic programs, my footage and also interviews with me and things.
You just want to make it really clear that you're not saying that any of these films in any way support intelligent design. You just want to mention that, hey, you do a lot of different film activities in addition to this intelligent design documentary, Living Waters. You've done other things as well.
I've worked with a lot of different filmmakers over the years, from the biggest to the smallest, and I'm not saying that any of them support intelligent design.
I know, Captain Dave, that you have been involved in some whale rescue activities. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm involved in a lot of whale rescue work. I formed Orange County's first whale disentanglement group, and we have about 1,000 dolphins and whales that are dying in nets and fishing gear entanglement every day. And so I formed this group because we didn't have one in Orange County to help the whales, and we've been involved in several disentanglements since I formed the group. In fact, we currently have a whale that is entangled, and it has a tracking device on it that was put on it up in Monterey, and The whale has been going all the way down to Mexico and all the way back up past San Francisco, and it's really far out to sea right now, so we're very concerned about it. It's not close enough for us to help, so it's really frustrating. But I'm part of a network, so I'm aware of this whale, and we're hoping it'll come down close to shore so that one of our teams can help it.
How do you get to a whale when it's entangled? I mean, I assume that you're saying that it's caught in some kind of fishing net. How do you actually get to the whale and let it come to you and want to be helped?
What happens is if the whale is free swimming like this whale is, then what we do is we approach the whale and we attach ourselves to the netting using typically a grappling hook. We attach ourselves to the netting, hold on to the rope. The whale pulls us along. It's called a Nantucket sleigh ride. And then we get up next to that whale. We hold on to the rope until the whale surfaces. Then we pull ourselves right up next to it, and we have these long poles with a V-shaped knife on them. And then we use that knife to cut the line off of the whale or the netting, depending on what it is. We can also, if the whale is really swimming fast, we can attach the knife to the whale and then throw a buoy off that's attached to the knife. And then as the whale is swimming, just the force of the swimming, pushing the water pushing against that buoy will actually cut the whale free. So we have some special tools and equipment that we use to do these disentanglements. As a result of one of the entanglements I was involved with, I ended up on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she did a real good job of letting people know about the problem of entanglement. We did two segments and really got the message out to millions of people about how bad this problem is. A lot of people just aren't aware of how many whales and dolphins that we're losing through this problem. It's actually bigger than the whaling days as far as how many animals we're losing. It's real bad.
That's just tragic. Did you say 1,000 a day? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 1,000 dolphins and whales are dying in nets and fishing gear entanglement estimated worldwide every day. So.
Oh, my. That's unbelievable. Well, that's great work that you guys are doing. I want to shift gears a little bit. You mentioned that you take drone footage from your boat, and I'm curious, how challenging is it to fly a drone from a boat? And then you've got to fly it back and catch it and, you know, get the footage you want without ending up in the water. Is that difficult, or is it a pretty simple thing to do once you've mastered drone flight?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing I love about that is how challenging it is. I don't know that it could be much more challenging, because you get a whale who oftentimes they're not surfacing right next to the boat. You don't really know where they're going to come up. They go down and then they come up somewhere, could be a quarter or half mile away from where you are. And then you have to get over to them with your drone fast enough before they dive down. And you've got to do all of that in the short space of battery that you have, maybe 16, 17 minutes of battery time. And you got to make sure you don't end up in the water, because if you do, then you lose the drone. And I've lost several drones already in the process of doing this, but I still love doing it.
Well, I'm sure that you've got to try to get that footage using a drone, because it's the best way probably to get some of that up close and personal footage of a whale. But you must have to be ready to launch at a moment's notice. I mean, as soon as you see that whale right there, if you only got a few minutes of battery time, you've got to be ready to get that drone up and flying so you can get the footage you need.
Yeah, exactly. Normally, if I'm out on a trip already doing a whale watch trip, for example, and we know there's a blue whale that's been surfacing and he's coming up every 10, 15 minutes, then you're right. You get everything ready. You're ready to go. I usually have another captain that's with me on the boat so he can drive the boat. And then I've got my drone all ready. And then when the whale surfaces, ideally if he surfaces near us, I go ahead and put the drone up and get it over the water, and then try and get some beautiful images from the air. With this drone, I've been able to see things that, even though I've been on the water for 20 years, this is our 20th anniversary of our businesses this year. Even though I've been out for 20 years filming whales and watching them, I'm seeing things with this drone that I've never seen before. Behaviors, just amazing things. And it's just been a real blessing to have this and be able to share the footage with people. We put things on the internet and just let people have them. Let them see them. I did one video that has gotten over 11 million views taken from my drone. And then I have other filmmakers that see my footage and they want to use it. I had some of my stuff on Nova and Nat Geo and other places. It's been an amazing life. I'm very thankful.
So, Captain Dave, how do you feel about the way that this debate is covered in the public sphere about other nature films that talk about sea life, and how most people understand and perceive this issue in the public dialogue?
Well, see, the thing is that we're only hearing one side of a discussion. We're hearing about evolution in films all the time. I've probably watched every film there is on dolphins and whales. Maybe I've missed a few, but I haven't missed too many. And most of them discuss evolution in some way. Not all of them, but the few that don't discuss it, they just don't mention anything about design either. So we're not really hearing on television or in schools. We're just not hearing anything much about design. So you've got millions of people who are learning about nature, and they're only hearing one side of things. They're hearing that all of life, everything we see, all of the complexity, all of the diversity is a random accident that happened. And evolution is a linchpin that is preventing people from a belief in a creator. It was a big deal in my life. It really prevented me from believing when I was younger. It prevented my father from believing and my brother both. Science has evidence that point to design, and it's all around us. But your average person is not exposed to that unless you really go seeking it. All you're hearing is one side of the discussion. You're hearing evolution, evolution, evolution. I think people really need to be open to other theories, and they need to be looking at the evidence. That is important to me. I really want to see our schools have more diversity. I think that our education system is afraid. There's a lot of people who don't believe in evolution, but I think that the argument that's been presented in this arena has been science versus religion. And religion's always going to lose that argument, because you can't say, well, there's this scientific evidence for evolution, and then there's the Bible. Well, that's not going to convince somebody who doesn't believe in the Bible. So the argument needs to be science versus science. And that's what I love about Living Waters, is that it presents a very scientific, rational argument for design with dolphins and whales.
Do you use your whale watching business during the actual tours that you give people to discuss the evidence for design in nature and maybe introduce the people that come on your boats to the evidence for design?
You know, I feel like people are kind of a captive audience when they come out with us on our trips. So I really don't do a whole lot in that area. I don't really want to jam things down anybody's throat because they're caught with me there. But if I have somebody ask me a question, like sometimes I'll get a question about how long ago did dolphins or whales evolve from land animals or something, and then I just tell them, you know, what my thoughts are, and because the question's brought up. And I think people who are maybe atheists or whatever are still comfortable on my boat. They don't feel like they have to run for cover.
Well, that's great. Captain Dave, thank you so much for speaking with us today about the work that you would do through Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Watching Safari. Again, Captain Dave is featured in the new film, Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. You can check out the film online at livingwatersthefilm.com. That's livingwatersthefilm.com. It's a new film from Illustra Media that discusses the evidence for design of sea life. So, Captain Dave, thank you again so much for coming on the show with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. It's a real privilege. I think that films like Living Waters are so good at presenting a balanced point of view that really show good evidence for design. I think that even people who believe in evolution can look at these and say, you know what, he makes a good point. And I think people should be open-minded and really take a look at these films and see what they are all about and not just be against them just because they share a point of view that they may not support.
Again, the new film is titled Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. You can check it out online at livingwatersthefilm.com. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.